What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Sort of a mulligan day as we've tried to allow some of the WIP staff to take a mulligan on where they put Zach Wheeler on their top 11 list.
Now, are you surprised that neither James or Scoops decided to take you up on your mulligan?
First off, it's Cowboy Caney.
Cowboy Caney, right, yeah. Because she's in Montana.
Oh, I'm like, what?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think I'm more surprised at Devin. Because James already conceded, and I didn't remember this, that Wheeler should have been higher, and I knew he was never going to bust break on the Hurst.
Yeah.
Trust me, file away, back of my brain, waiting until next season. I'll give him a call. But Devin not taking the mulligan on Cooper DeGene or Matvei Michkov.
The Michkov, by the way, 3-7 in shootouts. We act like this guy was the Jordan of shootouts.
He's a rookie.
Well, that's
but
the entire point.
Ahead of Zach Wheeler.
I agree. Don't bite my head off. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah,
I agree.
She's telling me that how much harder being a nickel corner is than being a starting. But like
everything on the football field, being a starting pitcher.
Listen, dude, don't minimize Cooper DeGene.
I'm not minimizing him.
You call him a nickel like he's Brandon Boykin or something, Maddox or something.
Boykin was great in 2013. Stop. He's the reason they won the NFC East that year. Picked off Tyler Orton. Come on, man.
I remember.
It's just like, let's settle down a little bit. And by the way, a real test for Cooper DeGene is this season. After the summer of Cooper happened.
But again, he seems pretty locked in at the same time. He won the Devontae Smith All-Star Game MVP.
Yeah.
The guy seems just winning a lot of things.
I just hope that he's...
He's 22, though.
He is 22.
He's not doing this at 30.
I'm just hoping there's not a bunch of little coops all over the country.
Oh, my God.
It's called a big dose of D.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
That hammer is real, for real.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's only making that rookie salary. At least wait till your second contract before that happens.
Taking everybody to Pound Town, baby.
Yes, awesome.
Okay. Do we know is he officially on the market again? Is he on the market?
I think so, yeah.
He's on the market?
He might have made that clear after the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Man.
So Wednesday, we have Fritz DeCamera. We'll get back to Wheeler Hurts in a second. Fritz DeCamera 2 is Wednesday. Our guy, Ike, is down 1-0 after a valiant comeback attempt in golf. But ultimately...
Not being talked about enough, by the way, is the comeback.
Yeah, I think it's probably being talked about enough. He did lose to DeCamera in golf.
Yeah.
And
well,
he is...
I ran out of holes.
He's a horrible golfer.
Horrible golfer. Bad display of golf.
So Wednesday, here's what happens. At Plymouth White Marsh High School at noon, Jack versus Joe, there will be 10 at-bats. If Joe reaches base in 4 or more at-bats, Joe wins. If Joe reaches base in 3 at-bats, it is a push. And if Joe reaches base in two or fewer at-bats, Jack wins. Here are some rules we got Joe to mostly agree to on Thursday. Joe has to go to first base on a walk. He has to jog to first base on a walk, and he has to run in any ball in play. And I think
now,
that is
important.
He already
laid the groundwork, though. He feels he's going to be automatic out. He's not busting it down the line.
So if he hits one like to first base, like, yeah, if he hits one to second base or first base, he's not running to first, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think so. He's already laying the groundwork for that. Because there's no specified rule you got to get through the bag.
Yeah.
Come on, you know he's gonna pull up.
Yeah. Well, he can pull up once he's out.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying what he's gonna do.
All right. Well, I guess on some level, there is an advantage to you in that if he thinks it's an out and he doesn't run and they throw the ball away, there's an advantage to get to first and get him out anyway.
Sure.
You know, so
it would
okay.
help with a potential throwing error.
Yes. Fritz gets a 4-minute break every 3 outs, like there would be in a game. We could have asked for more time, but Fritz said 4 minutes was enough.
All right.
So every 3 outs, Fritz gets a 4-minute break. DeCamera gets 1 timeout per plate appearance. And so he can step out of the box once during a plate appearance and ask for a timeout. And Fritz gets 2 mound visits for the entire 10 plate appearance competition. Now, Jack, who do you want making these mound visits? I think that's another conversation.
Well, first off, I hope that there's no need for a mound visit.
Okay.
Of course.
Now, shouldn't there be unlimited mound visits from your catcher?
Well, I guess so. I would think the time in between would be enough. I got, you know.
All right. Okay.
But obviously, I mean, I would like Ike making the trot out to the mound would be hilarious.
Pretty epic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that who you want?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So Ike, you're the one that's running out to the mound to settle him down.
Okay.
All right.
Give me something new.
Yeah. Well, it's besides stress out.
Yes.
You know,
besides yell from the dugout.
Jack, I don't like the way that you're grabbing your shoulder in there.
Well, I'm stretching it.
Okay. Now, you threw on Saturday.
I threw on Saturday.
Now, Scope's son caught for you?
No, Scope's son wasn't awake in time.
Oh.
What the hell?
10 o'clock on a Saturday. I get it. I get being a teenager. But, I mean, is there any rules in that house?
Come on. Grow up.
I mean, is there any leadership?
Yeah.
Any leadership?
What the hell is going on? Isn't Scope a manager?
It's like 7 a.m.
Did Scope catch for you then?
No.
Who caught for you?
A local kid.
Okay.
A local kid. Dad messaged me, said, like, I got a fantastic catching son.
Okay.
He could catch for you. So.
How important is the catcher in this whole scenario?
Well, we're going to need you to stick it. You know what I mean? Like, it's fastball in the outside corner. I can't have that ball get taken out of the strike zone.
You got to frame it.
We got to make it clear. Now, I think a Bloom kid is catching real time on Wednesday.
Okay.
So he's a college catcher, so I assume he's going to be pretty good at it.
And the Plymouth White Marsh High School team is going to be playing defense. Are they going to be able to wake up by noon on Wednesday to do this?
So apparently they already have practice that morning.
Okay.
So they're going to be good to go. And
man, you better make sure the team around you is right,
well,
man.
I know.
Oh, by the way, the other thing that...
real quick, the one thing I'm also worried about with the field, it's a beautiful field. Absolutely beautiful. But even in the morning, it's hot on turf.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're going to sweat like
that. Oh, it's actual turf.
So it's turf. The mound is dirt, though.
So you're gonna be sweating
like
that.
Pretty good high school, man. The type of money they got out there.
You're going to be sweating like a little piggy up there.
Yeah. A little piggy?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice. So definitely worried about the heat.
And if there's an error, the rule is the at-bat is a redo.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And the official score is going to be buzz, right?
I don't think it should be buzz.
It should be buzz.
It makes me
nervous.
Would
you think about content one time in your life? Can you imagine?
One time.
I know. That's the joke. But like buzz with a potential swing call? You kidding me?
Yeah.
That's content for months.
Oh, yeah. Well, wait a minute. No.
Now somebody has to call that from first or third.
That's the ump. That's the ump. There's two umps.
I know. But swing decision?
No, that's the ump.
Well, he will buzz the official score.
Yes, the official score doesn't make that call.
Well, he makes it if it's an error or a hit.
Error or a hit is buzz. Yeah. Whether it was a check or not a check swing, that is the umpire.
I know.
All right.
So a swing decision. Yeah. Coming down to buzz. And buzz is sitting there.
Again.
Surprised face.
I feel like we're in the a spot we got last week where we're talking around each other. You're saying a swing decision. That goes to the umpire.
No. We're actually saying the same thing, but I'm saying like a swing decision in the game.
Oh, that will swing the game.
Swing the game.
Okay.
Not an individual swing decision.
Okay.
My bad. Yeah.
I'm very confident in you on Wednesday.
I am definitely very confident in myself. Like, I pitched on Saturday. I said to myself, I could still dominate a high school mound today.
Okay.
Like, as a 31-year-old Wash father of two. But I just don't want to get too psyched up to psych myself out of it.
Right.
Because I feel like when I need to throw a strike, I'll be able to throw a strike.
And you always need to throw a strike.
I'm going to just say this. I know it's too late.
But I'm not going to throw all strikes all the time. I'm going to throw a ball. Never mind. Sorry. Like, I'm not going to throw 50 straight strikes. I'm not a superstar.
All right.
Whatever.
What are you going to say?
I believe we really missed out on not having Herb this.
Well, yeah, I don't think so, actually.
How long do we have?
Completely disagree with you.
Yeah,
actually.
What if he has a bathroom break?
If I won golf, I would have been okay with Herb. But unfortunately now...
It's
time to lock
too
in.
Too critical for you
now.
Yeah,
it's a swing game.
I wanted to see Herb call balls and strikes.
So did I, but then I lost golf.
Yeah, not funny anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard the...
I got the tightest strike zone you ever seen.
But I don't want a tight strike zone.
Right. What a big strike zone.
I need that outside corner, Blue.
Yeah. All right.
I was down in the zone, though. Like, it was heavy.
Oh,
I haven't had my two-seamer move like the way that it was on Saturday ever. So
okay.
I'm feeling good about that.
All right.
What was the velocity?
Again, at least 78 to 82.
You see, it's getting lower.
Yeah, it was 84 on Thursday.
No, I might top out at 84.
Okay.
Yeah, that's in the cards.
Okay.
Will not crack 80.
How much you want to bet?
How much you want to bet?
I don't know.
Side bet?
If I lose, but I throw 80, that's a win.
That is a win for him.
You might still get in the 80s? You kidding me?
See, I'm trying to get him to get the adrenaline going so he can throw 80.
Yeah. See, the only thing
I got him topping out at 76.
Dude, there's no way. Oh, so the kid catches guys to throw hard. He said, I throw harder than all of them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's on a top legion.
You throw harder than who?
Than like 16-year-olds. Do you know how hard 16-year-olds throw these days?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
I have faith in you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're going to get this one.
No, I feel good.
Now, if we do end up with a push on, and by the way, if there is any more negotiating rules from this point forward on any of these events, you are not allowed to do it by yourself.
Yeah, seriously.
You need me or Ike in the meeting.
With what?
I'd rather have you there in the meeting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and DeCamera could feel it on the air on Thursday. That I'm fighting for my clients.
Yes, exactly. I'd rather have you in there in the meeting.
All right.
Seems like the whole morning show's on edge. You hear that Seltzer call?
Oh, yeah.
He was definitely on edge.
Yeah, he wanted no parts of it. He's so mad at me right now.
He is. He's stewing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yes, Scope to just text us. I was 20 minutes late. I took a wrong turn.
Oh, my God.
But I won't be 20 minutes late on Wednesday. I know where I'm going.
Wrong turn?
Yeah, so I went to East Germantown Pike, and I believe the field's on West Germantown Pike. And
understandable.
I
okay.
Went 20 minutes in the wrong direction.
Okay.
Well, I hope I don't do that Wednesday.
Yeah, just type in Plymouth. I tried to be cute and type in the actual address.
Didn't work
just
out
put
for
in
you.
Plymouth White Marsh High School. That's
all right.
So
this is Wednesday. Apparently, we're going to get a bit of a crowd out there.
Yeah. Should I bring books?
Yes.
Books.
Yeah, and it's sell.
Just ring the doctor.
Oh, yes.
Bell. Of course
ring the bell
should.
Book.
Yeah, who can we have sell books for you over here? We should have somebody selling books for you.
Justin?
Yeah.
I got my little Shopify account.
Yes.
Oh, man, this dude's going to pop open his trunk, and we're going to be selling books out of the trunk.
Yesterday, Joel's like, well, I want to come. I'm like,
Yes. Bring Jilly out.
Jill Walker, Sonny.
I haven't seen Sonny yet.
Yep.
Dude, when you win and drop to your knees like Brad Ridge, and we storm the mound. Oh.
Well, so Walker was there.
The glory.
Walker was there on Saturday. He was a witness for it. I was like, my mom, like, do you want to come? And I was like, man, last chance to see the boy on the mound.
Don't
start welling up. Thinking about the good old days.
Not to look too much ahead, but you get this one. We're pretty confident in running.
Yeah.
We're pretty confident in basketball, as long as the game ends at some point.
Eventually.
Yeah.
I was shooting on 4th of July.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I felt pretty good.
Okay.
I felt pretty good.
All right.
Keep that elbow tucked.
Yes. Yeah. Tennis, I have no idea.
Well, I don't think either one of you are going to do
He's going to be
that'll be survivor of the fittest.
Well, I think DeCamera plays tennis.
I think a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you might be in trouble there.
Maybe. But again, I played golf.
It has nothing to do with tennis.
No, I know. Yeah. But like, it's like,
I mean, literally, it has nothing to do with tennis.
But he tried at golf. You haven't tried at tennis.
Yeah, in a couple years.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All right.
On to the next one.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
God. Pressure's up a little.
All right. 215-592-9494. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, man.
What's up, dude?
What up, Chris?
Guys, Wheeler is definitely better at his job than Jalen. I don't even think it's a question. If you look at it, so when Wheeler's out there, he's pitched in front of or with defenses behind him that are sometimes very poor, he still deals. He is always a top five in every single pitching category for his entire six-year career here as a Philly. His influence, like if he's having a bad day or whatever, it doesn't matter. You're still the guy that's got to go out there, and you as a pitcher, as Jack knows this, you control the game. And the fact that Jalen has the ability to, I'll say, hide behind a great offensive line, If he doesn't have his stuff, that helps him. He can hand the ball off. If he is struggling throwing intermediate or deep routes or over the middle, then, you know, he could just do shorter passes and do different things or just run. And my main point of this is Wheeler doesn't need success in his statistics to have somebody push him in the back to get those numbers. He does it all on his own. And I just can't imagine anybody logically trying to say that that's not true.
Well, here's a question I would have. When Wheeler has that terrible defense plan behind him, how does that impact him individually?
Oh, it'd be very easy for him to get out of rhythm and get frustrated or lose his stuff because of what's going on behind him. But he's never done that as a Phil. You look at his ERA, his career ERA, including this year's numbers, which are skewed because we only got a half a year. But let's say it plays out.
Here's my point. If he has bad defense behind him, he's not getting charged with a run.
Sure he is.
No, he's not.
Well, he doesn't get charged with an earned run, he doesn't.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He's not getting charged with an earned run.
Again, if you look at all of the years, he's top five even in runs, which will include...
My only point is that you try to paint a picture as if Zach Wheeler was pitching with deficiencies around him. Like, the team sucks around him, and he still succeeds.
And it's not like he strikes out every batter.
Yeah.
Like he does need his teammates a lot like the quarterback needs his teammates. That's not a shot. I'm just being honest.
No, and I don't want to pick apart Zach as if I think he's bad, but you're trying to paint a picture like you or I could line up under center and do Jalen's job. As if his job isn't hard to do.
No, the picture I'm trying to paint is the locked-in consistency of how all 6 years he's been a top five guy where Jalen has not. He's only been a starter for officially, say, 3 years.
He's been a starter for 4 years. He's gone to the playoffs 4 years. He's gone to the Super Bowl two out of the 4 years.
He didn't get a full year that other year. But anyway, his consistency is why I say he's better at his job. I'm not saying Jalen's bad at his job.
But it's easier to be better at doing that job than it is the other job. I agree that he's better. But just because someone is the greatest kicker of all time and the quarterback is the 10th quarterback of all time, you think they weigh the same?
Nah, now you're devaluing a pitcher by comparing to a kicker.
No, I'm not devaluing the pitcher.
Are.
No, what I'm doing.
Well, just because he's a kicker, that's
what I'm saying is he can be great as an individual, and it doesn't have the same impact on the team. Whereas the quarterback, the results or the outcome, which we care about as it pertains to the team, is more dependent on what Jalen Hurts does. We got three other pitchers in the starting rotation that have 2-point ERAs. There's three other pitchers in this rotation that has that.
If he goes out there and deals like he did yesterday, you can't tell me that didn't fire up the rest of the team and have them locked in to push even harder.
Oh, yeah, boy. If it wasn't for Stott, we would have probably lost 2-1 and lost the series.
He was leading them. So
my point is that because he is a pitcher, and it's just the nature of the job, he's in a rotation. He can also be picked up by his teammates. You act as if it's him and only him, and Jalen is surrounded by all these guys, and he needs these guys to be successful. Like, that's the picture you painted.
Because when you are a pitcher, you can't hide away. And this is the whole point. Again, going back to the numbers. That's why I said the numbers.
Yeah.
His runs are top five every year. That's on him.
He's great.
OG's going to come on here to give He's you great. Touchdown numbers and TD ratios and all kinds of funny math statistics. Mm-hmm. You don't have to make that argument with Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler is clearly much better at his craft than Jalen Hurts.
Okay, so if I were to tell you Jalen Hurts has been much better in the postseason than Zach Wheeler, what would you say?
No.
I'd say
look at the first two games of last year, Ike. Look at the first two games.
What about him?
How good of a game he had.
What about him? No, I'm talking about Zach Wheeler's performances. What are his memorable performances in the postseason?
every game that he's pitched. I mean, look at, he's got one of the best postseason histories of a player. You can't compare that to a guy that
at
the time shows up and 50% of the time didn't. We only won that game because of Jalen Carter. And
oh, defense, God.
He had the number one defense. If he doesn't have the number one defense, we do not win that Super Bowl last year. If we have the top five defense, we lose the Super Bowl last year. You can't give that. You're now doing what the Jalen people are doing. You're giving him credit of the Super Bowl.
I am going to give him credit. No, it's not about just the Super Bowl. It's the postseason. It's the position that he plays. It's the weight that his position carries. That's what I'm doing. And I am a Jalen guy. And guess what? Hold on, though. But I'm also a Zach Wheeler guy. So I don't have to trash Zach. I was just responding to what you said, the picture you painted. I was giving you a counter to what you said.
Never did I say he's a bad quarterback. What I said is, when you are a pitcher, the spotlight, your
center. Oh, dude, don't give me no. Listen. Don't give me spotlight when you're talking about comparing a pitcher to a quarterback. Stop it.
Because
there's one guy. There's one guy when he performs, and whether the team wins or not, he's under the microscope. When has Zach Wheeler been under the microscope here?
Zach Wheeler has always been under microscope.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, come on,
Chris, stop, man. Stop.
I think Ike gets that one. Chris, what do you got on DeCamera Fritz? Do you have faith in our guy on Wednesday?
I absolutely do. I told him this morning I'm going to do my best because I hear there's a loudmouth that supports the camera, so I think an equally loud guy from Middletown may drive up there and have his Team Fritz shirt on.
Oh,
got to see how the work schedule is going to play out. But, Spike, I have an answer, and it's the winning answer for your topic.
Oh, for next question, which is, what is easier now than it used to be?
That is being the WIP morning show host, as proven by Joe DeCamera.
Shut his hole!
Not bad.
Wow.
Not bad. Not a bad answer from Chris in Middletown. You skewered him, but then he brought it home right at the end there. Coming up next.
It's not easy being a morning show host.
Well, he's saying it's easier now.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's got great support, like John Ritchie and James Sosa, Rhea Hughes. Come on. Well, I guess Angelo had great support, too.
Yeah.
Well, Al, 50-50. Depends on the day.
Well, Jonesy was there, though.
Yeah. Jonesy for sure.
Yeah.
Coming up next, 215-592-9494. Continue to talk about Zach Wheeler as well as Fritz versus DeCamera. Coming up next, seems like we did okay with the number three pick, at least as far as the first Summer League game goes.
Oh, Lil VJ!
We had VJ versus Ace Bailey on Saturday night.
How did I miss that?
Oh, dude, I watched the hell out of that game.
You think Elliot was streaming it from Wales or whatever?
Yeah, wherever he is.
He definitely was.
Yep. Yeah. We will talk about that next. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For extraordinary diamonds and customer service, visit Mark's in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who's better at their job, Zach Wheeler or Jalen Hurts? 74.4 at Zach Wheeler. So Saturday night in Utah, the first Summer League is in Utah, and then they all go to Vegas this coming week.
Why do they have to choose Utah for these poor
rookies?
Used to be Orlando. Did they move it out of Orlando?
What's that?
Was terrible.
Yeah.
Because they did it at the practice facility.
Right, yeah, because the Sixers won the Orlando Summer League.
I remember that.
Who could forget? Hang the banner.
Yeah, it's the only thing we won.
Yep.
So they're in Utah, and then they are in Vegas. I suppose you want to even out Vegas with Utah. If there's a place to even out Vegas, Utah is it. And they don't have to travel that far from Utah to get to Vegas. But the Sixers play again tonight. They play tonight and tomorrow night. They didn't play yesterday, but they played Saturday night, and that was the debut of VJ Edgecombe as well as Jahni Brewer. And it was also the debut of Ace Bailey, VJ Edgecombe. VJ Edgecombe with 28 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, a couple of blocks. Ace Bailey with 7 points on 13 shots. So definitely put the Ace Bailey away for a second. Stats aside, mm-hmm. I've watched enough Summer League to know that when you watch your high draft pick in Summer League, you just want to see him pop. You want to see, okay, this guy is playing with a bunch of undrafted free agents. Second, you want to see
he looks different than the those other guys. Yes.
That's all you want to see. And there's been a couple of times in Sixers history, one Evan Turner, one Markelle Fultz, where you're watching it and you just know immediately. Like, you can just see,
I remember Fultz's first game. It was pretty good, wasn't it?
It was okay, but you could see the shot wasn't.
Yeah.
You knew something was wrong.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But he could get by defenders. He did a great first step.
He was okay.
I watched that live at Xfinity Live.
Oh, really?
I remember that. I remember the first Fultz game.
Big one.
Didn't Ben throw some no-look passes in Ben the first game?
Ben Summer great. League Ben was disgusting.
Ben did look good.
Yeah.
And Fultz got hurt, I think, the second game. He ended up running into... I forget who the player was he ran into. Anyway, VJ Edgecombe looked great on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. I think they don't really have any ball handlers on that team. It was Jalen Hood, Schifino, and Judah Manson. So he ran point a lot. Okay. And he's not a point guard yet, and his handle's not point guard handle. But I think what you got to see was, okay, this guy attacks. He pulled up mid-range way more than I expected him to.
Okay. So he's working on that.
Like five mid-range jumpers, which is more.
I love mid-range.
Yep. And an end-to-end dunk. We all know his athleticism in terms of jumping. But he's fast, man.
Yeah.
Like an end-to-end kind of guy. I just think once his body fills out and once he gets a couple of NBA off seasons, where he's working with a skills coach on that shot a little bit, on the handle a little bit. He just looked great. I love the way that he wanted it. I like that he took 27 shots. You know, that everybody's
hell,
like,
it's Summer League. What else is he supposed to do? Shoot.
Right. I want him shooting.
Yes.
Right?
I don't care to see anybody else shooting.
I just like that he went in there. People are talking about him being, you know, role player and blah, blah, blah. And he went out and he was like, I'm going to try to be the best player on the court. And he was the best player on the court against the Jazz. And it was fun to watch, man. Watching him was fun on Saturday night.
Saw the highlights.
Yep.
The explosiveness, the athleticism, that's there.
Oh, for sure there.
Can't wait to watch him tonight because I didn't get a chance to check him out Saturday night. So I want to check him out tonight. Like what I saw just from the highlight package of watching him. And like you said, the aggressive nature, that's what you want to see. He wasn't shy, right? And when a guy has that sort of mentality, what it says is that he feels he's the best player in that quadrant.
Yep.
That's what it said to me.
Yep.
I'm going to go out here and show that I'm the best player of the players that are here, the rookies, the Ace Bailey, all this other stuff. He may have said, guess what? They thought about taking you. No, they took me.
Right.
This is why they took me.
I like that.
That's what you want.
I want that attitude.
That's what you want.
And I just thought it was it's a weird way to put it. It's like kind of a relief that you're like, you don't know about any of these guys until you see them on the court. And I know it's just summer league, but still, it's
better than going 3 for 15.
Yes. Like, you can say it's just summer league until the guy sucks.
Right.
And then it's not just summer league.
Yeah.
And then Jani Broome is exactly as advertised. If he, like, the key for him, he's not going to be able to, he can't jump. I mean, he's got no vertical, but he is a good positional rebounder. He is a smart offensive player. He had a couple of threes off the catch or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just really the thing's going to be when he's going up against NBA athletes, is he going to be able to rebound the basketball? Because that's what they're going to want. And is he going to be able to shoot? But he looked fine.
Yeah.
You know?
And I remember from Auburn, his game reminds me of Carlos Boozer. The big difference is that when Boozer came in, the game was played a little different.
Yep.
To where Boozer could build a career the way that he did.
Yep.
Off the things you just said.
Yep.
Like doing the dirty work, getting the rebounds, offensive glass. You don't have to run plays for him. He's going to score double digits just by exuding energy, hustling after the ball. This kid is always, he's going to be like a glue guy. He's got the type of guy you want. Yeah, he's the type of guy you want. Your 8th, 9th, 10th man on your bench, somebody that'll come in, don't mind doing the dirty work.
Other guy, now, when a guy's in his second year of summer league, what you want to see, from my perspective, is you want the guy to go out there and say, I shouldn't be playing a second year at summer league. And a Dembona looked like 10 times stronger than any guy who's playing against.
Okay.
A Dembona dunking the hell out of the ball.
Okay.
And a couple of times, you know that the Embiid, like, fake the three at the top of the key drive.
Mm-hmm.
Bona did that a couple of times. Now, the fact that they bit on a Dembona three-pointer, that's probably not going to happen in regular games. But just a few dunks and incredibly active, and it looks like he will be a solid backup center for a long time, Bona.
Dude, I woke up Sunday, you know, Twitter line, the timeline was just filled with all type of Sixer highlights and, you know, people going nuts over the Sixers. So,
people are happy.
People are happy.
I completely missed the game, missed out on it, but I'm ready tonight.
Yeah.
I'll be ready because the...
It's 7:30 or something tonight.
Oh, it's like right into the Phillies.
Man, Summer League right into 9:45, Phil's Giants.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. West Coast games tonight.
Yeah. Sounds like, and Taiwan starts tomorrow night.
Well, then I'll watch tonight. I'll skip tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I thought Justin Edwards looked pretty good, too.
It was mixed bag. So
mixed bag.
I like him a lot. He is definitely a role player. Though, I mean, I've been debating with Mike on Justin Edwards because Mike is not as high as Justin Edwards on the podcast as I am.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And he's limited, and he is. But I thought he moves his feet real well on defense. If he can open threes, he's going to play 24 minutes a game. Mm-hmm. So I thought Justin Edwards had some highlights and some lowlights. Also, Jalen Hood-Schifino, one of the worst performances I've ever seen in summer league.
I don't even know who that is.
He was on the team a little bit last year. And Hunter Salas didn't play, but I think he had an ankle thing. But he's supposed to play at summer league.
Don't know that either.
Yeah.
Hunter Salas?
Salas.
That's not a basketball name.
Yes,
he was undrafted. Salas?
He went to Wake Forward. No, that's Wake Silas.
Forest. Yeah,
Salas. Oh. Salas sounds like Silas if you're Southern. S-A-L-L-I-S. Yeah.
Yep.
215-5.
Or if you're Midwestern.
Yes, if you're Midwestern. Tom and Brumall. Thomas and Brumall, you're on WIP. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, that player was Jabari Brown. That folks got injured.
Oh, is that who it was? Yeah.
I don't know who it is, but that's his name.
Great memory by you.
Yeah, that's better than me.
about Wheeler, he is better than Hurts right now. You know, I get that. You know, Hurts has to play every day or every week. Wheeler doesn't have that problem. But,
well, they both play once a week.
Yeah, but I feel like the connection that a pitcher has with his catcher as well has some kind of effect. I mean, you got a snapper. I don't know. Like, I feel like a catcher has a harder job as well. Correct? Like, it has to do with the connective.
You're comparing a catcher sort of like to a center.
To a center,
I guess. Yeah, it's similar. It's not exactly the same, but it is the closest thing that I think you could come up with. And look,
I would say both jobs are equally hard.
Yeah, yeah, and both important for the quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know. I mean, I think, and thank you for the call, Thomas. Thomas.
He had his thing that was different.
Ah, his thing that was better. Well, I don't have any. Better. Did he have that?
Do you have any stars up there?
Probably.
Oh, all right.
Well, put the stars
I should
up.
Probably check back in on people.
Yeah, you probably should.
Well, it's been a hotly contested show, you know, hotly debated show.
It has.
So I don't know if people even remember what the side topic was.
Here's when, and I'm sitting in a meeting, right?
Yeah.
I didn't say it, but in my brain, I'm thinking, these two jokers, especially when you did the whole top 11 list thing about basically was the data for penance.
Giving everybody a mulligan.
I said, yeah, this is going to be a Zach Wheeler show. Yeah, this is coming after the top 11 people who didn't have him ranked high enough.
Well, it's just like it's every time. And Elliot said the same thing and James said the same thing. Elliot said the same thing when he was on with us last Tuesday because that was right after Wheeler had pitched and I wanted to yell at him about it. And Seltzer said this. Seltzer, they go, every time that Zach Wheeler pitches like this, are you going to do this thing? And the answer is Yes. You want to know why? Because it happens almost every time that he pitches like this. It's like, look at the frequency with which I can do this. It is every single week because he does this every week.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Every year. Like, every year. What a joy it was watching him finish that game, by the way. I miss complete games. The excitement that he went back out there for the ninth inning is like, oh, Wheeler's coming back out.
Yeah.
And he looked just as sharp in the ninth as he did in the second.
98 was his first pitch, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He looked great.
I thought he was settling into being like a 95 mile an hour guy.
Yeah.
His velocity has ticked back up this year more than it did the last couple of years.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
money.
He looks fresh out there. He does.
Only two more years.
215-592-9494. Jay in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Jay?
Damn, Jay, where you been at?
Look, the boys know why I ain't been on there.
Don't talk to me.
I don't do anything with me.
You're down there, but, you know, we try to get you on.
Oh, man, they trying to keep you buried,
Not
man.
Me. Jack. Maybe Jack
would never.
Fight there too.
No, I don't.
Did Jalen take your parking spot or something? Or he cut you off or something?
I have no problem with Jalen. Won us a Super Bowl. I don't know about you.
What, slow business day or something?
No, it's not slow. We're talking about Zach Wheeler. He pitched yesterday.
You bring out Jalen Hurts with praising Wheeler. You just had to attach his name to it, huh?
Jay, let me ask you this. Do you think Zach Wheeler is better at being a pitcher than Jalen is at being a quarterback?
No.
Okay.
No.
You don't think he is?
No.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
Well, tell us why.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask this, Jay, because you're a big Eagles fan, right? Big Jalen guy. How many times during the regular season last year did you end the Eagles game and go, man, he did it again? Jalen was great.
How many games did we win?
Well, that's not the question, and you know it's not the question.
That's my answer. Every time we won, that's what I said. Jalen did a good job.
Okay. All right.
That's what I said.
So is it same for a pitcher then?
Same for a pitcher? Yeah.
It's not.
Saying,
see,
I'm not
see, that's
he's not good.
No. I'm but not see, it's not good. The same for a pitcher, right? And
but
it shouldn't be.
Let me ask you this though.
Yeah.
Don't Real Mucho call all his pitches, right?
That's what a catcher does.
No, not for everybody. They just say he called the whole game. So, all right, so wait, he's just throwing the ball, right?
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. That's all he's doing. Well, does Jalen have an offensive coordinator?
He got his defenders.
Does Jalen have an offensive coordinator who designs the offense?
Yeah, but don't he got to read the play at the line, right?
Yes, he has to look at the defense. And then I don't think – do you – like, you understand he doesn't go up there and select from one from 47 plays. Like, he goes up there. There's a small choice that he makes, and he has to do it. He has a small choice he has to make based on where a couple of players are, that what they decide to do. But he's not going up there designing plays, like, in the huddle like we did in the backyard. That's not what it is. So it is a tough job, but it's not like he's not doing something that every other quarterback in the NFL doesn't do. That's what they have to do. But, like,
it's part of the job.
Yeah, but he's got an offensive coordinator who designs the offense, just like Zach Wheeler has a catcher that says throw the ball here. But just like it's not easy to just have a catcher say throw a slider and put it here, the pitcher has to do it. And we've seen plenty of pitchers in Philadelphia over the last 25 years who aren't able to do that. And he is. And that is the difference between being a great pitcher and not being a great pitcher.
He got a pitching coach too, right? So just besides the catcher, they call it from the game too. Right? I mean, from the dugout too, right?
Well, we don't know if Wheeler might call his own game.
No, he don't. He said JT called the whole game. It was clear. It was stated. So my thing is Jalen got a harder position to do, split-second decisions to make, and he got to keep everybody happy and know where everything is at every time. So Wheeler get the ball back in his mitt.
What you're saying is, see, this is the split here. What you're saying is being a quarterback is harder than being a starting pitcher. I'll concede that. But that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, wow. That's big of you, Spike.
No, I've said it five times. But you don't it's like there's a wall because you don't want to reckon. No, hold on, Jay. You don't want to reckon with the second part of that is that I've conceded that. I agree. It is harder to be a quarterback than a starting pitcher. Now, it's not easy to be a starting pitcher, to be clear. We're not comparing it to being like there's a lot.
Like I said, a punter.
A punter or something like that. A starting pitcher is a really hard job. And in all of baseball, I would say it is the one that is closest to being a starting pitcher because you throw every pitch, right? So I've conceded that being a quarterback is harder than being a starting pitcher. That said, Zach Wheeler is a better starting pitcher than Jalen Hurts is a quarterback.
All right. So is he better than the top five player in the NBA?
Well, who?
Is he better than Joel Embiid?
Well, Joel's not playing. Pick somebody who's playing.
What do you mean he's not playing?
Yes, he is a much better. Yes, okay. Shh, Jay. Zach Wheeler is a much better pitcher than Joel is a basketball player at this point. Absolutely.
Got you. Because you just said that.
But I just said it. See, now I conceded two things. Now I conceded two things, Jay. And you still can't reckon with the third thing that you're not conceding. I am conceding, yes, Zach Wheeler is better than Joel Embiid. I ranked him number one in all of Philadelphia. Zach, yes, he is.
It was in two Super Bowl appearances, and you ungrateful. Every day.
No, I'm not. See, you don't want to talk about the topic. You just want to whine. You just want to whine, Jay. You just want to whine. Again, I'll ask the third time, because I've conceded. Being a quarterback is harder than being a starting pitcher. You thought you had me? You didn't. Yes, I've conceded. Zach Wheeler is better than Joel Embiid. You thought you had me? You didn't. Now, final question. Is Zach Wheeler better at being a pitcher than Jalen Hurts is being a quarterback?
Say what you want to say. All right.
You don't want to answer because you know the answer. That's it. He doesn't want to answer because he knows the answer. It's fine. That's all I'm saying. And really, my problem is only with two people, James Seltzer and Devin Kane.
Yep.
And John Rich.
And Rhea.
And Rob Ellis. And Rhea.
And Hugh.
And Hugh. And Elliot. It's really
Elliot
just a staff.
Is a big one.
You know,
it's funny because you say that and you name the people.
Yeah.
Is that the majority of the staff?
Yes. Yeah,
I mean, was it just us three who had him?
Gilio
had him in the another true baseball person.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, the camera had him, what, two, three?
Did he?
The camera had him at least top five, I think.
Fran had him number one.
Right. Yeah. Who could forget what Fran's list was?
I think it's like
it's the clickbait artists here that we're going for.
Now they gotta be clickbait artists.
And here's You know, this is one part where the masses should be siding with me because I'm trying to take down all of the clickbait artists here at WIP. The Rob Ellis's of the world.
Yeah.
The Devin Caney's of the world. The Elias Shore Parks's of the world. The James Seltzer's of the world.
I've always said Rob's just doing this for clicks.
Clicks. Yep.
Okay, so let me
ask
you.
Paul Jolovitz's of the world.
Yep. It's all about clicks for him.
Yeah.
Before we go to break, let me ask you this. Yeah. Why do you think people, those, like we've had two on, Devin and James, why won't they give up Willer as should be ranked higher than Jalen?
Pride.
Oh, it's just pride. Yeah.
I think it's pride.
Yeah, just pride.
I think it's pride.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Usually just eye test would work, but I guess we've gotten past that point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I can hear what you're saying.
Yeah,
you're saying he's better at his job.
Yeah. You can
hear he is at his job. I can hear that.
And by the way, if James were approaching this argument the way he should.
Seems like you really have a problem with James.
I have a huge problem with James. Because James is a baseball guy.
That one does bother you a little bit.
It bothers me the most.
What'd you call us with the football with Neanderthal?
Yeah, it's football better. America's pastime. Football. Goodell. 44 million. Watching.
Eagles elitists?
Yeah, the Eagles elitists.
But Seltzer also does host an Eagles podcast.
He does. He's hard to pin down. But Seltzer's Wheeler hate goes back years. When he said that Nola was better than you.
A strong word on this
one. Well, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the midday show meetings from 5 years ago.
What do you mean?
High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is... Poor James. I love James, though. He's so mad at me, though.
Dug in on this one, too. I mean, that's the problem. He's like a dog on a bone.
Well, I'm going through all the Go Birds post-game pods from last year.
Well, no, I know. That's what I want to tell James. Like, he's going to go listen.
He's definitely going to go listen.
He's got nothing better to do tonight.
Spike is definitely going to listen.
I am a psychopath. This is all I care about, James.
You're going to be up at midnight tonight watching Phil's Giants.
Yeah, sending texts to you guys.
Still listening
Week
through
10,
all the Go Birds.
I only have one of them.
Go back and listen. I will.
Yeah. All right. 215-592-9494. High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. Phil's back in action. Wait, tonight or tomorrow night? Tonight, right? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah. Against the Giants. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.